Let's go back to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Michael Lutzenkirchen.
Michael, you with us?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's a little gray and overcast here in Marietta, Georgia, but it'll be another great weekend.
Well, glad you could join us for sure. It's gray over here as well, so I can tell you a little bit more of that's heading your direction.
Yeah. Well, and we really want to get into kind of what you've been doing.
Yeah, for sure.
You are the executive director. A lot of people remember your son, Philip, that played at Auburn, was a tight end there, and you know, everybody thought a ton of him. But you know, he passed away in a car accident, and you have kind of taken the mantle and made the foundation and honoring his memory and trying to help other people out of it. I think it's a great example of taking a really bad situation for any parent and
working
mining gold out of it and, you know, trying to help everybody out with it. But it's the Lutzy 43 Foundation. And kind of just tell us, you know, I guess how you got it started and, you know, what you're doing and how it helps people and how people can get involved.
Yeah, guys, thank you for the opportunity. It's just to try to do a real quick recap for your audience. We live in Marietta, Georgia, four kids, been known my wife since second grade, been married 38 years,
and
have just a wonderful foundation with our family.
Wow.
Philip is the third of the four kids. Oldest daughter, Amy, is a UGA graduate. Second daughter played Division I soccer at Winthrop University in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Philip went on to play at Auburn. Our youngest daughter, Abby, went and played soccer at the University of Alabama.
Somewhat athletic in that family.
Well, I give all the credit to my wife.
So.
I just tried to stay out of the way, but Philip went on to Auburn University from 2009 to 12 as a student athlete playing football. Just loved Auburn, fell in love with it, recruited across the country.
Sure.
Was a key member as a sophomore on that 2010 national championship team, went on to become a two-time captain, had two serious injuries his senior year that limited him to six games, and then he had an opportunity with the St. Louis Rams and was their last cut in the fall of 13. Went down to Montgomery, Alabama to start a career in wealth management. Did a little bit of volunteer coaching at St. James down there. And unfortunately, Philip and some friends went to a farm in LaGrange, Georgia, a rural area.
Sure.
The weekend of June 27th of 2014. And a lot of fun and drinking throughout the day on Saturday led to a mistake of four kids getting into an SUV at 2:30 in the morning, Sunday morning. And, they didn't make it home. Philip and the driver were killed. Another young lady was ejected from the vehicle and read her last rites, but by a miracle, my opinion, survived it. And the one young man that had gotten that vehicle in the right passenger seat, front seat, did a two-second habit where he went to his right shoulder and came down to his left hip, putting on a seatbelt.
Yeah,
he was able to unbelt that seatbelt in that crash vehicle and ran for help.
Wow.
Proud to tell people that we're Christian, we're Catholic.
Yep.
And there's three options we had, quite frankly. We could have lived in a dark hole, which we absolutely did for several weeks.
Sure.
We could have been very complacent about losing Philip and just went around about the rest of our life, or we could kind of rebound and say, okay, Philip had an incredible life, although it was short, created a wonderful platform for what he did on the football field at Auburn, but also what he did off the field for others. And so we decided, you know what, God has a plan here that I don't fully understand. But every day there's signals of it, and this is an example of it being on your radio and sharing with your audience. We created the Lutzy 43 Foundation. Philip wore 43. Lutzenkirchen's kind of tough to spell for sure, sir. trips people up and saying it, so the fan base just nicknamed them Lutzy, and here we are. Here we are on with you guys and sharing with your audience. So we've got a lot of things we're doing, and think we're trying to make a difference.
I got to tell you, just from a faith perspective, you know, obviously often the question is asked why. And I think it's amazing that Paul, of all people, is told, whispered into by the Holy Spirit of Christ himself, who says at the beginning of 2 Corinthians, blessed be the God of all comfort, who comforts us in and through any affliction, so that, there's such a huge so that we can be the ones to comfort others going through the same thing. It's certainly not a platform that you would have prayed for, asked for, wanted. But what a strong oak you are now for families who are on the front end of the same experience, and what a great opportunity to be a sounding board for people to do, as you say, that 2-second thing to hopefully avoid that outcome. And I just want to lift you up through that. And as we look at the Lutzy 43, what is it that you're out there doing in terms of advocacy?
You know, guys, we this thing started. Somebody asked me the other day, we're in our 10, it's been 10 years since Philip passed away. June 29th will be the 10-year anniversary, which is so hard to believe it's gone that fast. But I was asked the other day, when did we start? And our official nonprofit 501(c)(3) status was in November of 2014, but in concept, didn't sleep that night. I think to share the audience, the truth here is we learned about Phil's passing, not by a phone call or a live visit from a state trooper. It was a state trooper came all the way up from LaGrange, Georgia, 90 miles to Marietta on a Sunday morning. We were at Mass. And when we didn't show up for about 30 minutes, he elected to put a post-it note on our front door that simply asked us to call an area code that began with 706.
Wow.
That ultimately led us to the corner of Troop County. And as I look back at it over the years, he did his job. He just said, "Mr. Lutzenkirchen, there was a crash last night, and Philip is dead." You ever think you're losing an audience with all the talks that we've delivered? And I've done over 450 talks. That pulls them in real quick when you try to let them envision the mistakes you may make. That's how your family finds out about your passing. It's a pretty powerful statement. But we had a key moment in late 2017 when I was asked a question. Two questions. Was I concerned about Philip's relevancy, and was I proud of what we've accomplished? And at that point, I think we had delivered about 250 talks across the country, predominantly here in Georgia, Alabama, and the Southeast. But I said, there's always more you can do.
Sure.
And then the relevancy thing, I'll give you a perspective on that. I've been blessed to continue a wonderful relationship with Auburn University, and each semester I get to speak in a six-week program called Auburn Man. That's a requirement for all first-year Greek students, male fraternity students to go through. And I'm the closeout speaker in most semesters. And back this past fall, we had 900 new first-year students in the Greek system there. And at the end of a four-and-a-half-minute video that Auburn University created for Phillips Memorial Service, I asked the question. Keep in mind, this is in Auburn, hundreds of feet away from where Philip was a student in a dorm and the football complex and so forth. 5% of the hands went up that they knew Philip. So the relevancy thing is certainly a factor. But we get through that. And the key thing that came out of that is we looked at it and said, you know, our government partners like the Department of Transportation, National Highway Safety Administration, Public Safety. So in the state of Alabama, it'd be ALEA, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama DOT, Public Safety. They've created campaigns, and they support campaigns like Click It or Ticket, You Text, You Pay, Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over. I think they're impactful. I think our government is doing a very good job of trying to keep people safe on the roads. But, you know, there's a missing piece in our opinion. What's the collective overreaching campaign that addresses all of this? And we put a 43 on a key. It says 43 key seconds. On the opposite side, it says 43 in the word TO, so 43 too distracted free. And as important as that image, we're trying to get out there and become the symbol that when people look at it, they'll make better decisions in a vehicle, either as a driver or a passenger. We've created a countdown, if you will, or a checklist that takes about 43 seconds, candidly, that says, before you start your vehicle, no matter who you are, what you're driving, where you're driving, time of day, or your experience, you ask yourself, do I have a clear head, clear hands, clear eyes? And the final step is click it. We tie into the 20-year program of click it or ticket.
Sure.
And just not to take you through everything, what does a clear head mean? It means we all ask ourselves, am I drug impaired? Am I alcohol impaired?
Yeah.
Am I technology impaired? Am I fatigued? Or am I emotionally impaired? And we believe if we get people to do that, they're going to step back and say, you know what, I'm not ready to drive right now. And I'm proud of the state of Georgia. We have a great partnership with the Georgia Department of Transportation. My friends from the department told me on Tuesday in an update that, Mike, year-to-date, knock on wood, in Georgia, fatality rates on our roadways are down 40%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
In a key statistics, gentlemen, the teens, it's down 40%. That's a huge number.
That's massive, no doubt. Folks, you're listening.
And let me give you...
I was going to say, folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We are on the air with Michael Lutzenkirchen, the executive director of Lutze 43 Foundation. And I'm sorry I cut you off, so finish out. I had a question to ask, but finish out your thought.
Yeah, just real quick, I was going to share, again, we're blessed in so many ways that of people finding us. I was asked to come through our partnership and friendship with Children's Healthcare of Alabama.
Yeah.
I was in Pickens County over in Reform on Tuesday and was participating in a wonderful event that the Pickens County leadership, both government and academics, if you will, public school system, puts on an event every other year called the Pickens County Fatal Decision Day. And at that, a state trooper, Reginald King, shared with the kids, about 400 students representing four high schools, that year-to-date, on the 71st date, March 11th, that fatalities, are, there was about 92 deaths on Alabama roadways.
Wow.
And quite candidly, guys, these aren't accidents. They're crashes because there were deliberate actions that could have been avoided that led to these deaths. So that's what we do with our foundation. We're trying to reduce the number of crashes, injuries, and fatalities on our roadways.
Yeah. Well, and so many of us, you know, it's easy to say, man, I never do this or that. But, I mean, so many of us in particular have been young and you know,
you feel invincible at that age.
You feel invincible and all this. Yeah. And I mean, it really does. And you know, I'm 55. I mean, we grew up, nobody wore seatbelts and all that, but, just what you're saying, it's incredibly important. And, I think it's just a remarkable message that everybody ought to take in. Cause I mean, you know, again, kids are kids, but everybody has, you know, goes out and has a day at the lake or a day at this. And
well, and we're saying kids are kids, but adults are adults, right? I mean, we're really talking about everybody with respect to your checklist. And by the way, you said you've done about 450 talks. If folks right now who are listening are interested in getting in touch with you, how can they get in touch to have you talk to their group?
Yeah, first of all, go to our website if they would. It's www.lutzie43.org. That's LUTZIE43.org. And you can reach us then by email or voice message. We've got an answering service. That's the best way to do it. And let me give you a perspective on this, a real-world perspective.
Sure.
Over here in Georgia, in fact, I'll go back to Tuesday when I was in Pickens County. I shared with that teen audience, Labor Day weekend in the state of Georgia. I live in Marietta, so I'm in Atlanta.
Sure.
Wednesday, September 6th came out, and they had a couple of days to compile it. But the lead article in Atlanta Journal-Constitution on the front page was titled Deadliest Labor Day Since 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And in Georgia, the Labor Day weekend from about 6 o'clock on Friday night of Labor Day weekend through midnight Monday night, we had 22 fatalities.
Mm. You know, what's interesting is that starts to get into both with respect to Labor Day and Memorial Day, as we're talking about Georgia and Alabama, more and more of that's starting to come out with the same underlying problem in terms of getting behind the wheel in boating, you know, on the lakes, that, you know, that's becoming more and more of a problem. But boy, on those roads, you know, everybody's just sure that that's something that happens to everybody else. And I know that that's a hard egg to crack, and I'm glad you're out there banging on it.
Well, and that's, thank you for that. But, you know, to kind of continue that, there was a sub-article on the front page, and it said, of those 22 people, there were six teenagers in the car at 3:30 in the morning that got pulled into a drag race situation, didn't identify a stalled vehicle, clipped that stalled vehicle. Instead of hitting 85 South on-ramp on the 85 South, they went over the wall.
Oh, wow.
And so three of those kids were from Lakeside High School, and because of what we're doing in Decatur, here in Decatur, Georgia, or DeKalb County in the Atlanta metro area, because of what we do, I received about a dozen phone calls from people who knew what we're doing, and at least nine of them said to us, Mike, the report is the kids weren't drinking. And my response simply was a very bland, okay.
Yeah.
The first question I asked is, what were they doing out at 3:30 in the morning?
Right, for sure.
And I used that story with the kids in Reform on Tuesday. And God works in mysterious ways. All of a sudden, I get a call from one of my daughters on Thursday. One of the VPs in her business comes to her and said, Ann, and the relationship is it's a professional one. They don't really know much about each other professionally. He said, Ann, is your dad and the foundation still existing? We need to get them to Lakeside High School. Mm. Lakeside High School had a student pass away this week from a vehicular crash. They've now lost five students in this school calendar year. In vehicular crashes, and one of the consistency is that at least four, if not all five, did not wear a seatbelt.
Damn.
So we think about that, right? That's a 2-second habit in our life to reach to the left or right shoulder and put it on our hip.
Yep.
And what we're proud of is that teenage audience, everybody's addressing drinking and driving and distractions with your phone and so forth, but what we don't address enough is that a teenager, when you're a teen, you get the opportunity to ride now without parents and adults because your teenage friend got their license. You as a teenager is important as a passenger to make sure that vehicle gets from point A to Point B safely, and that's not stressed on any campaigns. There's no campaign that talks about we should not be on the road after midnight unless it's an emergency.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mike, I tell you what, we got to run to get to the end of the show. I'd love to keep talking to you.
For sure.
And we'll see if we can have you back on, because it really is an important message that impacts everybody. And, I hate you had to go through what you've gone through, but the work you're doing now, everybody needs to hear.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Again, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I appreciate the opportunity. We'd love to come on further. We'd love people to visit us again at letsee43.org to see what we're doing. I'll close with this. We're very proud that we've given out 94 scholarships that are $4,300 apiece.
Cool.
They're good at any two-year, four-year college in the country. Eligibility is juniors and seniors in high schools, and then college and graduate students. And we're going to continue to do that, and that's one of the ways we give back.
Yeah.
But God bless you for what you do, and safety to you and your audience.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Well, absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah.
You too. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Take care.
That's Michael Lutzenkirchen, the executive director of Letsee 43 Foundation. Get in touch with them at Letsee, that's LUTZIE43.org.